Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on final hour. Oh, man. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. I understand everyone's emailing me the story about Dome, Vice President Dome, meeting with the French President Macron. I understand all the jokes that you want me to make about it. I would not be lowbrow about something like that at all. Especially when we deal with things as important as NASA and black holes and other things like that. So I'm not going to make any immature jokes, and shame on every single one of you who thought I would. Plus, the FBI is definitely tracking us all. Do you see this? Google. Let's pause here for a moment. I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, and I make the mistake sometimes of feeling like everybody's been listening for the whole time. All 4 years I've been on the air, everyone's listened every minute. No, that's not true. That's not how it works. I know you listen on the way to work, on the way to school, on the way. I know. So you should understand something. Your phone, your cell phone, it is almost undoubtedly tracking every single thing you do, every place you go, how long you're there, how fast you're driving. If you pull in to get gas somewhere, it knows. But it's not just that it knows. It uploads that information to companies like Google. Google is tracking every single thing you do. Oh, you know what, Chris? I do want you to play it. My friend Tucker Carlson had this guy on a long time ago. I played this before on the show. But he explains this better than I can. This is long. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. This is longer than I normally play, and I'm not going to interrupt it. But I think it is that important, and what I'm about to tell you is that important that I'm going to play it for you again. And this isn't near the last time I'm going to play this. I want you to look at your phone. Pick up your phone right now, if you could do so safely. Hold your phone in your hands. I want you to feel the phone in your hands while you listen to this.
We know that Google is tracking us. We agree to it when we set up our phones. So we wanted to figure out what exactly Google is learning about us throughout the day. So here's what we're going to do. We have two identical phones. The only difference between these two phones is this one is in airplane mode. Both of the phones lack a SIM card, and they haven't been set up to access any Wi-Fi networks. So for all intents and purposes, these phones have no connection to a data network. We're going to keep them with us throughout the day. And while I travel around DC, we're going to figure out just what Google is finding out about me.
To run our test, we had to do more than walk the block. So we took a tour around our nation's capital. First, due north to the Children's National Medical Center Hospital, then west to St. Albans School and the National Cathedral. Our tour around town was a 14-mile journey that lasted more than an hour. The entire time, the phones had no access to the internet, not a Wi-Fi connection, and not any cellular data service. Google's business model is simple. Collect data on its users and then use that data to sell targeted ads. It's a business model called surveillance capitalism. But does that critical data collection work even when your phones aren't connected?
So we're back here at our Fox Bureau in DC, and we've got both of our phones exactly how we left with them. So let's find out what they know. This is our man-in-the-middle device. It's basically a Wi-Fi network that these phones are going to connect to once we turn their Wi-Fi on. It's going to pass data through it on the way to Google. But on the way, we're actually going to get a copy of the same data that Google's going to get. We'll be able to decrypt it and then find out where we've been throughout the day.
Within minutes, the numbers rolled in. The phone that wasn't on airplane mode registered more than 100 locations, 130 activities, and even 152 barometric readings. As soon as it hooked up to our Wi-Fi, it transmitted 300 kilobytes of data straight to Google. The phone even logged our exact locations, tracking us all around town, the Capitol, the hospital, the school, and the cathedral. The metadata has a time log down to the very second, tracking everything when they think that you're walking, riding, and yes, even getting out of the car. The phone with airplane mode activated actually logged more locations and activities than the other phone, and it also transferred hundreds of kilobytes of data to Google as soon as it was activated. Through complicated user agreements and free software, Google gets users to sign away their privacy for nothing. Every move you make, every step you take, Google is watching you.
Headline: Google gave FBI location data for 5,000 plus devices for the January 6th investigation. They essentially threw a gigantic net. They found over 5,700 devices being in or near the Capitol for Washington, D.C., and they handed all that information over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Just something for you to keep in mind once again. That phone in your hands is a tracking device, a spying device on you that also can make phone calls that they also are tracking and spying. Just a heads up. Just putting that out there. Dear 15-hour work week Oracle. You know what? That's not nice. All right. It's hard work doing radio for a living. All right. I'm sitting here right now in a t-shirt and it's freezing in here. So I had to put up a zip. I had to put on a zip-up hoodie. Don't tell me about your problems. By the way, I love hoodies. Is there anything better than hoodies? I think I own like 12 of these things, and the wife gets mad. Oh, you look like a dirtball. They're so comfortable. Anyway, fairly new listener. He said maybe 3 months or so. I haven't heard your take on ramen noodles. You love them or hate them? Personally, I doctor them up with hot dogs or eggs and cheese or whatever's in the fridge. Love the show. Your podcasts make my long drives to work seem a lot shorter. I'm a huge ramen fan. I am a ramen noodle fan. Because you can do so many things with it. And yes, I actually, I usually stick with, as far as wieners go, I normally put the wieners in my mac and cheese. I chop wieners up, put it in mac and cheese. Wieners and mac is about as good as it gets. I don't go wieners for ramen, but I'll go hot sauce. I'll definitely go cheese of some kind. I love me some ramen. It's not only good, it's cheap, and it's good for you. Jesse, your show informs us the communist corruption of America, but why are we not hearing about the fox in the hen house? Democrats are working hard for rhino traitors, and the Lincoln Project is poison in the Republican Party and totally supported by far-left communists. How can the Republican Party ever do anything positive when they're being destroyed from the inside? Well, it's more complicated than that. Let's go over some things here. You probably have never heard of the Lincoln Project. If you happen to have heard of the Lincoln Project, fine, but most people haven't. They're not important. You should understand that they're not important. But if I were to ask my dad votes in every election, pays attention. He doesn't know what the Lincoln Project is. Lincoln Project is something that real true politicos like you and I, we know what it is, but normal people don't know what it is. Lincoln Project doesn't matter. But it's a bunch of former GOP consultants that hated Trump. And as soon as Trump won the nomination, they realized, uh-oh, that's not very good for my career. And they figured out, I can probably make a good living with left-wing, with communist dollars. So now they just trash Republicans every chance they get. You need to put them out of your mind. They don't matter at all. They don't move a single voter. They don't affect anybody. Some things, many things in politics out there are just noise. They're not what hurts us. What hurts us is the elected Republicans that are constantly going over to vote with Democrats on huge Democrat bills. How many Republicans went and voted with Democrats on that horrible gun control bill after Uvalde? 15. 15 Republican senators went and voted with Democrats. As I've said before, when's the last time you saw 15 Democrats vote with Republicans on a Republican bill? You've never, ever, ever seen it. The problem we face right now, it's terrible, but there's also good news. The problem is we have these old well-entrenched Republicans in Washington, D.C., in the Senate and the House. We haven't rooted them out yet. They're powerful, they're entrenched, and they're trying to bring us down. They hate the new America First Republican Party. They hate that their power is being taken away. And so they're actually more vindictive towards us than they've ever been towards the left. It's a huge issue. And guess what? Just to prep you for this, they're going to do us wrong over and over and over again over the next couple years. They are. They're going to do us wrong. That's the bad news. The good news is this. They are being removed. They're losing in primaries. They're retiring before they can lose in primaries. Many of them are, even the ones who aren't going to lose, like McConnell, he's getting so old, no matter what, he's going to be gone soon. Remember, the party will never change as fast as you want it to change. These things take time. It won't change as fast as I want it to change. I wake up every day just like you, and I'm like, get these scumbags out now. It doesn't work that way. It takes time to get rid of them. We are getting rid of them. Let's hope we're not all toast first, because Janet Yellen just made the most dire prediction ever by saying we're not going to be in a recession.
Are we headed for a recession? Because your counterpart in England says that they're already in recession and it's going to be the longest one since the Great War.
So I believe there is a path to bringing inflation down while maintaining a strong, healthy labor market.
You think it's possible we're not heading into a recession?
Yes. We had a rapid recovery. Growth has slowed down. I expect the pace of job creation to slow down. That's natural and expected when the unemployment rate is close to the lowest in 50 years. So I think we can take the heat out of the economy. And remember, Russia has conducted a brutal war against Ukraine.
Oh, man, we're totally going to have a recession, and it's going to be a really bad one. Do you have 3 months worth of food for every person who lives in your home? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to be honest with me. Go to your pantry right now if you want to. Take an honest assessment. Can you eat for 3 months? 3 months is a long time. 3 months on what's in your home. My Patriot Supply, they've partnered with the show. They have emergency 3 month food kits, $250 off right now. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. $250 off. That's their lowest price in years. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and make sure you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night. And remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. The guts on this guy.
The vaccination of the elderly has not been well performed, and the vaccine they have has been not a particularly effective vaccine.
This guy, the gall, the chutzpah. Chris, did I do that right? You always shake your head when I'm trying to oblaw the language. What? What do you mean it was close enough? How do you say it? You say it for me. Chutzpah. Back of the throat? Chutzpah. You know what? Forget it. Dr. Jesse, who's the greatest disruptor of all time? See, he's asking the question for you new listeners, because as nations get older, especially powerful, rich nations, they will eventually begin to break apart. They will begin to corrupt. This is the natural order of things. It sucks. We're going through it right now. And as they begin to get corrupt, the leadership of the nation, it will begin to gorge itself on the people. The people get poorer. The leadership gets more and more ravenous and richer, and they're just looting the treasury and looting the people, and the systems get really, really, really corrupt. You're seeing this right now in the United States of America. Well, the people don't want to go this route, so the people will choose for themselves a system disruptor. There are endless examples of this throughout history. You will choose a system disruptor. Donald Trump was a system disruptor. Totally outside the norm, spoke in ways people didn't speak, took stances on issues people didn't take. Whoa! That's part of the reason they're trying to destroy the man so badly right now. systems destroy system disruptors. Eventually, though, this is just the way it goes, a disruptor usually arises, and he's too powerful for the system to disrupt. He's too smart. He's too strong, and he blows it up. We're many, many, many years away from getting that system disruptor, by the way. That guy might not even be alive yet. He's just not. It takes the system's very powerful. It's going to take a lot of time. You know who might be the greatest one of all time? At least he's one of them, and it's going to be not going to be the most popular thing in the world. Ivan the Terrible. Now, he's known as Ivan the Terrible, and I'm not going to go over all the history of it, but Ivan the Terrible, there are several really, really, really horrible Ivan the Terrible stories and several really cool Ivan the Terrible stories. He was basically held hostage by the royals as a child, and he watched the elite of his country abuse him. He would apparently go up on the roof and toss cats and dogs off the roof, just not doing great, okay? Not doing great. And then one day he had conned or bribed the guards of his who had abused him into seizing the other people who had abused him, and he marched them down to the kennels where they kept the hunting dogs, and he fed them to the dogs as a kid. I think he was 10 or something like that. He was young. He might have been a young teenager. I forget the details. He fed them to the dogs and watched them get eaten by the dogs. So that's kind of crazy. But the stories you hear about Ivan the Terrible are stories like his state police. Remember, nothing more evil than a state police that's biased against you. His state police, they were called the Oprichniki. And they would ride around on horses, and they would ride around with like long broomsticks with dogs' heads on the end of the broomsticks. And they would abuse people in terrible ways. And you hear these stories. They'll just look, they don't like how you look crossing the street. They'll pull over, beat you to death right there. You can't do anything about it. The Oprichniki. They were huge fans of torture. Ivan the Terrible would famously have people tortured in front of them, and you better not let yourself flinch as you're, you know, pulling out some guy's fingernails or something like that. If he saw any of them flinch, you were in very deep trouble. And so he's known as Ivan the Terrible for a lot of very good reasons. However, they did have a lot of very corrupt elite in the country. And Ivan the Terrible was fond of doing things like showing up at all the corrupt elite's homes and gathering them all on the second floor of their mansion, tying them down, filling up the bottom floor of the mansion with gunpowder, and then watching from a distance as the manage blew up and watched their body parts rain down like rain. Now, you can say this is a bad human being, and you're probably right. Killed a lot of his own people, a lot of his own people. But there are many people on this planet living today who will tell you Ivan the Terrible is a hero who, yes, did some very ugly things, but cleaned out some very, very evil, corrupt people who had been oppressing the people. You believe what you want to believe? I don't know if he's the greatest disruptor of all time, but remember, don't just read one history book. Read many on a particular subject. Everyone who writes a book, everyone who does a radio show, everyone who does a TV show, everyone who teaches your class in school, we all have biases. Seek out different viewpoints always, all right? And get yourself strong. Because we do have a corrupt system. We do have a bunch of very, very greedy, very corrupt elite who spend every waking moment dumping all over us. They're looting the treasury. They're looting you. There's a reason with a crumbling economy, they hired 87,000 new IRS agents to come after you. We have many, many struggles ahead. Keep your T levels up, fellas. If I promise you, the man boob army is not going to take back this country. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with the male vitality stack from Chalk. I've been on this for, I think, 8 months now. I just cannot tell you how incredible I feel. I love your emails, by the way, about how incredible you feel. Ladies, female vitality stack. More focused, stronger, better. Want to feel good? Go natural herbal supplements. And they're 35% off the subscriptions now. You get the subscription so you don't ever have to worry about reordering. You save a ton of money, and they automatically send it to you. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. When the Mitch McConnells of the world leave, we need strong people to step in. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. somebody has an idea for the show. I take ideas for the show. I dismiss a bunch. I take a bunch. This is a very unique idea, and I might do it. Hang on.
25-0624. The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you hear? Let's get to this real quick before I get to the suggestion for the show. This freaking Fauci guy, man.
Me, the best way to counter the dissemination of misinformation and disinformation is to get people with correct information to flood the system with correct information. We've got to be out there, people who you trust, who are trusted messengers, to get out there and put the truth out. It just seems to me, from my experience, is that...
Yeah, we got it. Can you believe the chutzpah of these people? What, Chris? I think I nailed that. Can you believe the chutzpah of these people? They've had total control of the narrative for 2 years, and they think there just hasn't been enough of what they want out there. Chris said, wasn't that the Blitzkrieg strategy? Here's something you may not know about the Blitzkrieg strategy. People hear all the time about the Nazis and the Blitzkrieg. What is the Blitzkrieg? Well, it's lightning war is really what it means, but it's not as simple as people make it out to be. There was actually a purpose for it. And there's a reason the Blitzkrieg worked in some place like Poland, but didn't work in some place like Russia. And here's what it was. Yes, the idea was, remember, when it comes to combat, I guess we're going to do a little history. When it comes to combat, there are different forms of thought, different ways of thinking. It's going to sound like I'm sidetracking, and I am a little bit, but this is a good example. Two different philosophies. In the island of Saipan in the Pacific War, World War II, there's a famous incident there. The army is there, and the Marines are there, and they're fighting together. All right, they're fighting together. They're trying to coordinate together. Well, there ends up being this huge fight, this huge argument that actually got the army general fired. Why? Well, the Marines were moving very, very, very fast, and the army was moving very, very, very slow, so the Marines were getting past the army, and the army wasn't on its flank anymore, and they were getting attacked from the flank because the army wasn't coming up. Now, maybe you're a Marine, and you're sitting there right now saying, yeah, forget the army. Or maybe you're in the army right now saying, those stupid Marines. Allow me to step in here. Personally,
I like the more Marine strategy of this, of everything isn't going to be perfect. Speed kills. Let's wrong foot the enemy and move so fast. We're going to move so fast that he doesn't know what's hitting him and we catch him off guard. But there's a trade-off. We're going to move so fast that sometimes all the food we need isn't going to get to the front. Sometimes the artillery can't catch up to the front. The idea is, yes, you're not going to be fully equipped, but they aren't either because you're moving so fast that they just can't deal with it. Julius Caesar was famous at this for speed. He would force march his guys for miles brutally just so he could be there one day ahead of time and wrong foot the enemy. He was famous for it. But that's not actually an insult to the army. The army had a different strategy. You can call it better or worse on Saipan. The strategy was, no, this is the jungle. It's dangerous. Let's take our time, work our way up there while making sure everyone has enough food, while making sure the artillery gets up there, while making sure our guys are covered. They thought that was a more effective way. I'm actually not taking a side or not. I'm more inclined to agree with the Marine side, but they're just two different strategies. The Nazi strategy of Blitzkrieg was this. We don't have to take over the whole country. Okay, we're going to attack Poland. We don't have to take over every part of Poland. We have to take over the supplies and the communications. And we can expose ourselves to danger, to dangerous counterattack, if we blow through the border and go right to the communication places and right to the supply places and seize those. Because if we get those, if we get the key points, really, it's about key points. If we get the key points, then it won't matter that our flanks are exposed. I've used this example before when discussing the Blitzkrieg. If you woke up tomorrow morning and you turn on the news, or let's say, put your phone aside for a moment. Let's say there's no more phone age and you're back to having to turn on the TV for the news, because this would be an easier way to explain it. You turn on the news, this TV's on in the morning, what's going on in the world? And you turn on the news and it's some Chinese dude there saying, America, your country has been taken over. We are now in total control of your government. And you think, oh my gosh, that's terrible. So you run and go turn on the radio and you think that can't be true. And the radio is some Chinese guy saying, sorry, we've taken over. You don't get to hear the Jesse Kelly show tonight. We've actually already murdered him. It'll be Chinese state programming. You might think to yourself, oh gosh, this is really, really bad. I better get down to the grocery store and make sure I have enough food and water. I don't know what's going to happen. And you drive down to the grocery store and you see that it's been occupied by the Chinese army, and that now your grocery store has been shut down and is controlled by them. Well, they control the communications. They control the supplies. In your mind, I know you would probably be a guerrilla rebellious force, as you should, and fight against those dirty commies. But in your mind, would you think, well, it's over. We lost. Of course you would. And that was the idea behind it. If you can just blow through it and expose yourself to some danger and seize key points, you don't have to seize everything. You don't need every square mile. You don't need every house in a city. Grab the key points. From there, most people will simply give up with just the thought that you have taken over everything. That's more the idea. It's more about speed. It didn't work in Russia because Russia's too big. That's just the bottom line. It's too big. The key points are 1,000 miles apart. You can't move fast enough. The Russian weather's horrible from the mud season to the winter. It just, look, you don't fight a land war in Russia unless you're Genghis Khan, and then you wait till winter and then you purposely fight a land war in Russia and then win. It just, Genghis Khan was amazing. Hi, Jesse. Love the show. Now, I love this. I have a request/suggestion. Could you set aside a segment, maybe once a week, let's say, to cover stories that have fallen off the map with zero follow-up? He says, i.e. Ghislaine Maxwell, Vegas shooting, Nashville bombing, Paul Pelosi home invasion, Jussie Smollett. He said these kinds of stories. Chris, I love this. I think this is great. What, Chris? Oh, we can have one of the boards with red string.
I've always wanted one of those boards with people's faces on it and stuff like that. And I'll tell you what, I'll wear a white button-up shirt and I'll roll up the sleeves like I'm a detective out there. And I'll have like a coffee stain on the front. I'll be like, look, it's me, Sergeant Berkowitz. This is your update. Oh, this is a great idea. I'm glad I thought of this and totally no one else did, just us. I like the idea, though. I also like the idea of going to sleep in great sheets. Giza Dream Sheets. You know Giza's the world's best cotton. You know that you spend one third of your life in bed. I just bought new tires yesterday. I'm mad about it. I've been yelling at Chris about it for 24 hours. Spent a fortune on new tires because I believe in you take care of your tires. Your life depends on it. Same thing with your bedding. One third of your life spent in bed. You don't spend a third of your life doing anything else. You spend a third of your life in bed. Please buy quality sheets, especially when they're at their lowest price ever. And if you already own a set or two of Giza Dream Sheets, it's Christmas time, man. I promise Mom and Dad would love a set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse, all right? That's the lowest price ever on Giza Dream Sheets. You get them as low as $29.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. How about this for the sky is green?
We know the president's never been down to the border. The possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So is he going to?
So look, he's been there. He's been to the border.
No, he hasn't. No, he's not. I've said it before. The Biden administration is weird because all presidents lie. Republicans, Democrats, all of them, presidents lie. The Biden administration is different because they tell these gigantic, easily verifiable lies all the time. And it's odd. Like Joe Biden is famous for this. Joe Biden's own communist staffers. Did you know that they've approached him several times and said, Joe, could you please stop? Please stop saying that people couldn't own a cannon when the Second Amendment was put into place, because that's just factually incorrect and it makes us look stupid. But he won't stop. It's weird. They do this all the time. All right. We still have to talk about the police robots that are going to explode, and it's sweet. We have that and headlines I didn't get to. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. No worries, I'll be right back on Monday. We're going to do a Medal of Honor Monday, of course, and that's always a blast. Remember, if you're looking for me tomorrow and you're sitting around, as I know you will, and your sorrows, crying, Jesse, where are you? I miss you. I'll be on TimCast for, I think it's like a, Chris, it's like a 2-hour show, I think. I'll be on TimCast tomorrow night live from 8 to 10 Eastern time. Just tune in. That's where you'll find me. I don't even think there are other guests. I think it's just me, which is how I prefer it, Chris. Whenever I'm down, I just get more me and it makes my life better. That's what I've always said. People are complaining about something, I should note. San Francisco has announced that they're giving the city police the ability to use these robots. And the robots are going to have explosives. I think that's freaking awesome. Don't you remember that's how, see, everyone's acting like this is a new thing. Remember that piece of trash in Dallas who killed all those cops that one night? I forget his name. I don't want to say his name anyway, even if I could remember. But he killed all those cops. That was during Barack Obama's racial healing in America. But he killed all those cops, and they eventually got him. He was sitting there chanting Black Lives Matter, and the SWAT team drove some kind of exploding robot up to the guy and blew the guy up. Chris, I'm going to drive exploding robots. That would be sweet. You know what? I need a fleet of exploding robots. What do you mean, why? You never know, Chris. That's why, okay? You never know. I don't know what I'm going to run into tonight in the dark parts of my neighborhood. What if I'm out taking the dog and I'm bending over picking up the poop after he's done, and all of a sudden a gang of ninjas come at me? You know what you need in that time?
robots that explode, Chris. That's fine. You know what? You can't use them. I'll tell you what. Don't act up at work or you may find one tracking you down. Now, sadly, unlike me, you're never going to have exploding robots. So you're going to have to learn how to shoot, all right? If you don't have an exploding robot, it's important that you learn how to shoot with your weapon. If you're going to get an exploding robot like I am, forget about practicing with your weapon. But if you don't, get yourself a Mantis X system because it attaches right to your weapon. It attaches to your weapon and you practice in the comfort of your home. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. They give you feedback, by the way. They put you through drills. You'll be shocked at how much faster you get better. It's not just that you get better. It's how fast it happens. 20 minutes. 20 minutes and you're going to be markedly better. Now, make that every weekend for a month and think how good you'll be. Go to MantisX.com. MantisX.com. All right? Get one today. Giant Elf Jesse, what's your favorite Christmas movie of all time? I like the Grinch movies. I've always been a big fan of the Grinch movies. Now, I do like that old Santa Claus one, the one with the weird, horrible-looking claymation one with the it's not Year Without a Santa Claus. No, it's the one where the claymation, the Yukon Cornelius, when he takes on the abominable snowman and stuff like that, Chris. Chris, I realize that you probably don't celebrate Christmas because you killed Jesus, but do you people watch Christmas movies? Oh, okay, so the wife does. So you know what I'm talking about. You've seen the claymation, well, whatever. Yes, with the dentist. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. 100%. See, we're not that far apart on the issues, Chris. It's just the New Testament. Dear Symmetrical Oracle, getting old is not for sissies. I heard you debating about whether to get contact lenses or LASIK for your failing eyesight. I had both and highly recommend LASIK. I had mine done 25 years ago. Wow. And my vision is still 20/20. One of the best decisions I've ever made. Contacts are a pain and take 30 minutes a day to put in, removing them, cleaning them, rinsing them. Oh, LASIK is totally painless. Man up, my brother, and get LASIK. It's from Ray. No way that's painless, Chris. You know, that sounds like a load of hogwash. What? It's $5,000? Oh, I'm getting contact.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Elon Musk warned by the European Union that Twitter could be banned unless he sticks to the block's digital rules. I told you the system was going to crush him. Elon Musk claims Neuralink is 6 months away from the first human trial. That's an implant in the brain. Maybe the system should crush him. Governor Hogan to gather with supporters amid White House speculation. In case you're sitting there saying to yourself, Governor, who? His name is Larry Hogan. He's the useless, hardcore, never Trump governor of Maryland. He has no chance whatsoever. Keep in mind, he knows he has no chance whatsoever. But it's always good for your brand to run for president. Pence is out there already running for president. We all know, I've told you 1,000 times, Heavy D is going to run for president, although he actually might win. I mean, it's going to be a Trump-Heavy D primary. One of those two guys is going to win. But all the also-rans like Larry Hogan, they don't run because they think they're going to win. They run because it's good for the brand. By the time you're done, before you know it, you're penciling a CNN contract or you wrote a book and, oh, look, I've got a book tour coinciding with my president's tour. It's all that stuff. Thousands of pedophiles in California getting less than a year in jail. You stay in a red area, that's on you. Getting a COVID-19 booster so that you can safely eat donuts. LA Public Health urges that. Just another reminder that it was basically all old people who died from COVID, but the ones who weren't very, very old, they were pretty much all obese. I'm not anti-donut by any stretch of the imagination. You go get you a donut. I'm not blaming you at all, but exercise and vitamin D, That's a really great solution. House votes to avert rail strike and provide workers paid sick leave. Again, talked about this a little bit last night. It sucks for the workers. It really genuinely does. But it's also hilarious for the union workers, the ones that voted for Joe Biden and now are getting absolutely torpedoed by Joe Biden. I think that's hilarious. I love when Democrat voters get what they voted for. Colombia wants Biden administration to grant temporary legal status to its citizens in America. Why? What's wrong with your country? Why can't your citizens go back to Colombia? Why do we have to take every single citizen from every single nation that doesn't want them anymore? Okay? The inscription on the Statue of Union, on the Statue of Liberty, is actually not the immigration policy of the United States of America. Go back home! A EPA decision could spell doom for Ohio's biggest coal plant. We really need the states to start getting stronger and stronger and stronger in how they stand up to the federal government when it comes to energy, because this is going to be a big, big, big problem in the future. All right, here's a reminder. I won't be here in this chair tomorrow. I'll be back east doing Tim Pool's show, TimCast, tomorrow. So you can tune into that if you want to hear more me. If not, if you'd rather wait for more me on this from this chair, you got to wait till Monday, okay? Keep your chin up, and I'll see you then. That's all.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.